الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم.
Greatest ni'mat from Allah Jalla Jalala and the greatest blessing that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us is this great wealth of Iman. Allah Ta'ala keep us with Iman. Allah Ta'ala resurrect us with Iman. One day there was a sheikh in Makkah Mukarramah, so they asked him, Zamzam peene par kya dua parna chahiye? Then when you get to drink Zamzam, what dua must you read? So he said, if you drink Zamzam, Allah Ta'ala take all of us from Makkah, Medina. Allah make it that we look at the Kaaba and drink Zamzam. And Allah make it that we look at the Green Dome and drink Durood Sharif. So he said, that my opinion is that whenever you drink Zamzam, make dua for Khatima bil Khair. And Khatima bil Khair is, so what is your name? I didn't ask you to be from Blantyre, maybe you never tell me your name. Huh? Huh? Isa. So Khatima, what is your name, Shaykh? You are from where, Abdulaziz? Huh? Cockstar. So what has Khatima bin Khayr bin Abdul Aziz? That you must die with Iman. And then the Shaykh gave the reason. He said, I saw one person in Makkah. He used to come to the Haram for 40 sana, for 40 years. But when he died without Iman. You know, normally we speak about loss. And then you say a person is a great loser. One simple example, a person loses his job. That guy lost big time. We are like that. Sometimes we, you know, the whole factory burned down. Somebody said, no, his whole family got wiped out in an accident. What a big loss. Allah Ta'ala is asking us all, Hal nunabbi'ukum bil akhsarina a'mala. الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. سورة الكهف. الله تعالى is speaking to all of us. Should I not inform you all that who is the greatest loser? Is it whose house burned, accident, lost his job, failed madri? No, no, no. الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. According to him, he was doing great works. He sacrificed money also, energy also, family also. But actually he was losing. Because he gained nothing in Akhirah. For example, a person, he doesn't believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his Iman is incomplete. But he builds a hospital. And his hospital is free of charge. Isn't that a great work? What a great work. Another person, he built an orphanage and he spends money and he sacrifices for it. What a great virtue. You just put your hand on the head of the orphan, that how many hairs come underneath your hand, that is how many sins are forgiven. What a virtue. But this person made effort, he didn't have iman. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَعًا. And according to everybody, what a good person he is. But in akhirah it is zero, nothing. So how fortunate we are that Allah gave us this great wealth of iman. And any and every action to be accepted, the condition is iman. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannah, then Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannatul Firdausi Huzula. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that when you make dua, then make dua for Jannah. When you make dua for Jannah, then ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. But even if you want Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, then Allah Ta'ala says the condition is simple iman and a'mal salih. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about love, somebody says, my wife don't love me. You need to check up. Somebody says, my daddy don't like me. To check up. So there's a root reason. Go to the doctor, your cancer is gone. Where did it start about? Somebody got stomach cancer, somebody got prostate cancer, somebody got full-blown cancer. But where did it start about? So if you are this line, there's a reason why. Because you don't have iman and amal salihah in your life. Because Allah Himself says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. That Allah loves this person, mashallah, he comes to the masjid, he's praying his salat, he's making zikr, making tilawah, looking at halal, hearing halal, speaking halal, eating halal, walking halal. So Allah Ta'ala tells Jibreel again, that I love so and so, you also love so and so. And then Jibreel again tells the angels in the sky that Allah loves so and so, I love so and so, you also love so and so. And then this announcement is made to the entire creation that Allah loves so and so, and Jibreel again loves so and so, and the angels love so and so. This person becomes the beloved to everybody. Why? سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. That the two main ingredients is iman and amal salih. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about a happy life, a blissful life that we are looking for, a person is looking for tranquility at heart, he wants, mashallah, the business to be booming, he wants barakah in his house, in his wife, or his children. Allah Ta'ala says something. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whether male, female, young, old, rich, poor, boy or girl, two conditions. And my promise is that I will give you a happy life. And what are the other two conditions? Iman and amal salih. So most respected, the worry that I have to have and the worry we have to have is that we have to live a life of iman and have hope in Allah that we die with iman. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, a person loves his life, breaking the commands of Allah. But Allah has written iman for him. Just before he passes away, he brings iman and he dies with a clean slate, jannat for him. They was on bed. The sahaba ikram out in the path of Allah. So he asked them, that Aina Ra'isu, to where is your leader, your king? فَأَشَارَ إِلَى الْخَيْمَةِ. He took him to one tent. And then he entered. And then he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked them, are you their king? So he said, أَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That I am the prophet of Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was sitting on the floor. So he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam that what are you inviting towards? So he said that I'm inviting you towards Allah and to bring iman in me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said then, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أنك رسول الله. فدخل في الإسلام. Sudah ni asli ada sesuatu sahabat di komanding di dunia. Isteri sahabat awak di nampak tu fana. I command you to join them. He joined them. After the battle took place, they told Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's one unfamiliar body among our bodies. And Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came there. He looked at this person and he said, when he entered, I could get the smell of sweat because he was a shepherd. And now I can get the fragrance of musk. Allah Ta'ala turned his darkness into beauty. And the hurs are waiting for him. He is that sahabi that never read a salat in his life. He entered after Zuhur and he became shaky before Asr. So my concern, our concern must be that I have to love a life of iman and then hope in Allah to die with iman. Once Jibreel Amin came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala entered. So Jibreel Amin asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, "Ahu Abu Dharr? That is this Abu Dharr?" So he said, "You also know Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala?" Jibreel Amin told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, "Abu Dharr in a'rafa fi samai min al-ard." Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, he is more famous in the skies than on the earth. And then he said, there's a dua that he makes. And because of this dua, he is famous in the skies. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, "Ya Jibreel, that the dua you know to say this?" He said, "Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala says 10 words. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Abu Dharr, there's a special dua you make. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "No ear ever heard me making that dua that you're talking about." And we'll request Maulana to write the dua, inshallah, all can learn it. But I just want to discuss the first part of the dua, and that is our lesson for today, inshallah. He made this dua, "Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan da'iman wa qalban khashi'an وَيَقِينًا صَادِقًا." You don't have to run all 10, but just learn the start. اللهم إني أسألك إيمانًا دائمًا. I think so, yeah, the people are very tired in this musalla. Or maybe they're very hungry. I think, mashallah, I got water here. So that's why the voices are very soft. So let us listen from that corner there, the guys are smiling there. The voice can reach. اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا دائما. Jibreel Amin told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever makes this dua and then he makes any dua he was accepted. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is begging Allah for iman. But not only iman, iman and da'ima means continuity in iman till the end of the world. Iman is not for now. It's not only for our salah. Iman is not only when you go for Hajj and Umrah. In your house, iman with your wife is akhlaq. Muhabbat with your children, that is iman. Truthfulness in your business, that is iman. Iman and da'ima. Those that are above you, those that are under you. Honor those that are above you, that is iman. And love those that are beneath you, that is iman. When you see a beggar on the road and you give him a 1 rand and a 2 rand, that's a sign of iman. Give him a basket, that's a sign of iman. When you hear the mu'adhin saying, "As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm," and you feel the energy in your body, that's a sign of iman. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan da'iman. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was famous in the sky. He's asking and begging Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, "Asdaqu rajulin," the most truthful person on the face of this earth is Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once a person came to visit Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when he entered his house, no furniture. So he asked him, "Ya Abu Dharr, ayna mata'uk?" That The Buddha said, like, where's the furniture? Where's the bench? Where's the sofa? Like, where's the mattress? Sometimes we have swings in our houses also, like, then we got mashallah, echo, then we got faint. What's happening here? So he said, no, I got a second house, I sent everything there. And his second house, not that he had a second house, but he sent all his goods for akhirat, he gave it in sadaqah. So this person asked Abu Dharr, just to love a life, you need some necessities. So he said, the owner of this house didn't give me permission to keep anything of this dunya. And who's the owner of the house? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Abu Dharr will live alone and he'll die alone and he'll be resurrected. This Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala that he's speaking about, what dua he's making? Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan da'im. Now most respected friends, the lesson for us, how do we reach that imanan da'im? Continuity in iman or firmness iman? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sati wa tisahaba, he addressed them and said, jadidu imana. Refresh your iman, renew your iman. Simple for us to understand. Sometimes the phone is not working, what we do? Refresh our phone. We restart our phone. Sometimes our car also, it needs a service. Then we're refreshing our car also. At home, the wife says, you know, the taps are leaking. We need to sort it out. Did I ever worry about my iman? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking to the sahaba ikram. In his time, refresh your iman, renew your iman, strengthen your iman. And they ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَكَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُ إِمَانًا? That how do we renew our iman? So someone on the phone, I just press the button, the on button longer, it turn off and then all it again, you refresh your phone. Or you will see it start off, refresh, just press refresh, it will start again. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, بِكَثْرَةِ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Excessively saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And the biggest lesson of La ilaha illallah is of two things. The first lesson is that to make nafi, to negate the creation, and to negate the effects of the creation. That everything is only and only happening with the command of Allah. If there is health, then health is from Allah. If it is sickness, then sickness is from Allah. The removal of sickness to health is only Allah. It is wealth, and wealth is only from Allah. Barakat in wealth is not in the wealth. Barakat in the wealth is from Allah. La ilaha illallah. A person is sitting in his conveyance, in his car. The car is not taking you from point A to point B. La ilaha illallah. It is only Allah. Every need of ours, from the smallest to the biggest, Allah Ta'ala has kept it in La ilaha illallah. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ask Allah Jalla Jalalu, give me a special zikr. Ya Rabbi, give me a special zikr. Ya Rabbi, give me a special zikr. Allah Ta'ala told him, Musa, say La ilaha illallah. Oh Musa, say La ilaha illallah. Oh Musa, say La ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala told him that La ilaha illallah is a zikr also. La ilaha illallah is a dua also. Whatever we need in our houses, from the small, small children, teach them. Go to school, better what you did. Say La ilaha illallah. Not I will get it for you. Teach him, Allah will get it for him. When Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zakariya alayhi salam entered, what did he ask? Allah laki hada. There were fruits off season. Example, we leave the masjid. Hey, we find mangoes. Hey, there's leeches also. Hey, just now he came. From where you got it? I went to the farm there and I got it. What did she say? Huwa min indillah. That whatever I have is from me. Huwa min indillah. Huwa min indillah. When your daughter, your son, they say sometimes dada, sometimes say nana. Some will go home and ask, hey, who gave you this watch? Dada went for Umrah and he brought this watch. Hey, I said, what a nice day. You know what, dada went and brought this present for me. Where's Allah in the whole thing? Huwa min indillah. So this lesson of La ilaha illallah, the same Sahabi Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amir al-hasanati La ilaha illallah, is from good actions, La ilaha illallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, afdalul hasanati, the most virtuous of actions is La ilaha illallah. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most virtuous zikr is La ilaha illallah. And even said that أفضل الدعاء لا إله إلا الله. The most virtuous دعاء is لا إله إلا الله. So to strengthen our iman, to refresh our iman, to gain closeness to Allah, we got the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. And yeah, it's not about 100, 200, 300, 5,000, 2,000. When there's a need in front of you, then stop. Link yourself with Allah and say, La ilaha illallah. Before your wife give you the lust for shopping, then sit her down also. Because there's flour also, and there's sugar also, and then there's milk also, and then there's bread also. And then what we say, La ilaha illallah, it's not the money, or the car, or the job, or the salary, it will give us our groceries. La ilaha illallah. My son is going to write his exam. La ilaha illallah. Who's going to make it pass? La ilaha illallah. He's going for a job interview. La ilaha illallah. Somebody is sick in the hospital. La ilaha illallah. All of us will remember this lesson, inshallah. So just for a few seconds we can repeat it. But remember, it's worth concentration. It is a zikr also, and it is a dua. You see, mashallah, we came to the masjid. We can't just read salat. It's a condition. Condition of salat is shara'i to salat. If you wudu, you can't just come to Allah. You have to be park also. You have to face qibla also, isn't it? But for saying la ilaha illallah, there's no condition. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person that says la ilaha illallah is with sincerity, it reaches the arch of Allah, the angels are flapping their wings. When asked why, they will tell Allah that this banda Isa, he said la ilaha illallah, and till now we have not forgiven him. Allah will say, stop flapping your wings, I have forgiven him. So there is no condition of wudu, there is no condition of time, there is no condition of things. Even while lying on your bed, and tomorrow you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 suppliers to pay, then you say la ilaha illallah. First supplier, second supplier, la ilaha illallah. The quotation is stuck, and stars are after me. We'll sort them out. La ilaha illallah. And this was the lesson that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught to the Sahaba ikram. That is why they made impossible possible, because the strength they had was La ilaha illallah. Let us repeat it a few times and every person think about his deed, inshallah. The time is up already. La ilaha illallah. 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 All of us need to make amal, inshallah. We'll go back home and tell their wives, their children, nani ma, nani ma. This is the lesson we learn, and we'll do it one day, inshallah. Inshallah is getting softer now, mama. Time is up, I can see. Who makes intention? A little louder, inshallah, please. Allah grant us the freedom.